It's Friday, March the 5th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, the Fed speaks, markets shudder, and China sets a new target. First, the world in brief. Stock markets fell after Jerome Powell, chairman of America's Federal Reserve, said he expects a short-term rise in inflation, but not sharp enough to increase interest rates. Mr. Powell insisted that the Fed will keep rates near zero until America reaches maximum employment and inflation averages 2% over time. Some economists worry that low rates combined with President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package might overheat the economy. China reintroduced an annual GDP target after skipping the ritual last year because of the pandemic. Speaking at the country's annual rubber stamp parliament, which opened today, Li Keqiang, the prime minister, said he wanted to see growth this year of above 6%. Following a COVID-induced slowdown in 2020, that should be relatively easy to achieve. The UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights called for an independent investigation into alleged war crimes in Tigray, Ethiopia's northernmost region. Soldiers may have killed thousands of civilians late last year. Eritrean troops fighting in aid of the Ethiopian government may be responsible for some of the worst atrocities, including a massacre at a church service which killed 20 schoolchildren. Italy blocked the export of 250,000 doses of the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine bound for Australia. It is the first European Union country to invoke rules empowering member states to prevent the shipment of vaccines by firms that have not fulfilled local obligations. AstraZeneca has delivered fewer doses than promised to the EU, citing production problems. Meanwhile, Germany's health authority said the AstraZeneca vaccine could now be used on over 65s, reversing its previous position. America suspended some retaliatory tariffs against British goods, including Scotch whisky, for 4 months after Britain cancelled tariffs on certain American imports. The levies were imposed as part of a long-standing tit-for-tat trade war between the European Union and America over subsidies for Airbus and Boeing, two plane makers. Britain hopes the suspension will buy goodwill for a trade deal with America. Britain's competition regulator opened an investigation into Apple, following complaints that the technology giant sets terms for app providers which restrict consumer choice or are otherwise unfair. Meanwhile, the European Commission is poised to bring formal charges against Apple a year after Spotify, a music streaming service, lodged a similar complaint. And Deliveroo reportedly hopes to achieve a valuation of $10 billion when it lists its shares in London. Its valuation has soared alongside lockdown-induced demand for food delivery. The firm said it chose London after the British government proposed new listing rules that would benefit startups. DoorDash, another food delivery service, was valued at $60 billion after its IPO in New York in December.